What is the biggest question you have about this edition of Conor McGregor?
You know, if you asked, okay, so you said this edition of Conor McGregor, if you would have said, what's the biggest question you have going into this fight? The questions for me aren't about Conor, if I'm being honest. The questions are about Dustin because, you know, the first fight, he got wrecked in a minute 46. Clearly, Conor was in his head, under his skin. This time, it's been all cordial. It's been all, you know, friendly, and they're talking about the charity and all that stuff. I mean, just comparing their demeanor and their exchanges at the press conference today to their first press conference back in 2014, where Conor's calling him a peahead and a hillbilly and all this stuff, and now they're both like complimenting each other's businesses. It's drastically different. And so I wonder if part of that is mind games. I don't think Conor would admit that, but look what happened last year with Donald Cerrone. He completely disarmed him before the fight. They were buddy-buddy. And then what happened? Seconds into the fight, boom, he attacks him, finishes him in 40 seconds. And I think the same thing is happening here. He's completely disarming Dustin Poirier. And I want to know if Dustin is going to rise to the occasion. Against Khabib, he did not. Against Conor in 2014, he did not. Yes, he won an interim title, but historically, he doesn't get up for that big, big fight. And so I want to see which Dustin shows up. As far as Conor is concerned, first fight for him at 155 since October of 2018. So how's the weight cut? He looks to be in great shape, in tremendous form. So we'll see tomorrow morning at the weigh-ins. And then what does that translate into at 155? I'm very excited to hear him say he wants to stick around at 155 and go on a run at 155, because I've always believed that 155 was his best weight class. And we hardly seen him at 155. We saw him against Eddie Alvarez, and then we saw him against Khabib, and that was pretty much it. And so I really want to see him make a run at 155, and I think he's going to have some good fortune at 55. And let's be honest, anytime he fights, it feels like the sports world is watching our little sport, our little engine that could. It feels like a big deal. I'm a little bummed that I'm not there. My first McGregor fight that I missed since his debut in 2013, but I still feel the buzz thousands of miles away.
Yeah. My thing with Conor is he's fought less than five rounds since 2016. And I feel like, okay, if you subscribe to the Dominic Cruz theory of there's no such thing as ring rust, fine. But the Cerrone fight didn't prove very much to anybody. And, yeah, he looks okay against Khabib. I guess he feels like he could switch that up. But, yeah, the idea that he's going to keep fighting, or what it would mean, actually, like if he doesn't look like Conor McGregor, and then what happens? Like, do you think that there's potential he loses this fight, that it's the last time we ever see him?
No, absolutely not. No way. You know, he had a great moment at the press conference today where someone asked him, you know, like, you've done it all, you've won it all, you're the richest man, all this stuff. And he's like, why do you guys keep trying to get rid of me? I'm only 32 years old. To me, the money, the fame, all that stuff, that comes and goes. The highlights are what I love. The legacy is what I love. I love watching Tyson highlights, Ali highlights, guys like that. And I still have more highlights that I want to produce. And so I think that Conor's in his prime. Look, Conor hasn't taken a lot of damage. You could talk about, if you're a negative Nancy like you guys, you could talk about the time off. I'll talk about the no damage. I'll talk about the fact that he hasn't taken a lot of damage. You know, the Diaz fight, a lot of damage in the first and second. But, you know, he hasn't taken a lot. And so, yes, the cardio is a big question. And my colleague Mark Ramundi at ESPN did a tremendous piece about his cardio and how he's improved it. You can read it now on ESPN.com. We'll see what that translates into. You can do all the cardio workouts you want. What does that translate into the cage? We'll find out on Saturday if this fight goes long. But I got to be honest with you, I don't see this fight going long. I don't see this fight going 25 minutes. And Conor's not retired. Like, he could send a million tweets between now and 2036 and say that he's retired and he's frustrated. This man will never retire from the fight game. Like, eventually he'll stop fighting. But he's not retiring in his mid-30s. This is all he knows. This is what he loves. Of course, he's a businessman. He loves to, you know, do all that other stuff. But this guy is going into his 40s, in my opinion. And right now, he has shown no signs of slowing down. Yes, he hasn't been active. But I still feel like we've got plenty more years of Conor McGregor left, and a good Conor McGregor, too.
Less than a minute. He wins this fight. He does it in the way that you and I think he's going to do it, decisively and early with a knockout. Does Khabib come out of retirement and give him the rematch?
No, because first of all, Khabib is a devout Muslim, as you know. Ramadan is coming up in April. He's not fighting before April. He's not fighting during Ramadan. Certainly not fighting right after Ramadan. And so the earliest Khabib is coming back, let's say he does come back, which I have my doubts he comes back in 2021. Earliest he comes back, September, October. Conor is not waiting. If he wins and looks good and does it quickly, he's not waiting from January to September. He's going to fight in between then. So his next fight, I think, will be for the belt, either vacant or interim title, but I don't think it would be against Khabib.